The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that no one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, we are living in a world where people of all races and creed hunger more spiritual sustenance than for physical food. In response to the spiritual hunger of the people in his own day, Jesus proclaimed himself to be the bread of life that came down from heaven and feeds them with his words. Jesus claims that he is the bread that comes down from heaven. Unable to understand that Jesus is the incarnate Son of God, they start speaking about earthly origin. They say that he is the son of Joseph, whom they know. Jesus does not give into their thoughts, but reminds them that they ought to believe in him for eternal life. So, my dear friends, both the past and present belongs to God. God provided for the people in the past, but God now provides something new. We cannot dwell in the past, but we must accept something what is coming new. Jesus is the new answer that God is providing for us. We need to accept him. Yes, my dear friends, those who ate the manna, they died. But those who believe in Jesus and partake his body and blood live forever. So, that is why the Eucharist is the central point of our life. In the first reading, Eliza becomes desperate without food and water, and he wants us to die. In the second reading, Paul tells us to avoid the bitterness, anger, and slander, and ask them instead of to be a tender-hearted, kind, and forgiving one another. Eliza has challenged and triumph over the prophet of Baal. But we see the totally different Eliza in the first reading of today. Here Elijah on the run from Jezebel, who is threatening to kill him. Naturally, Elijah runs away for the fear of his life. Previously, Elijah has been fearless in confronting Ahab and has triumphed over the prophet Baal in a spectacular fashion. Here, he is fearful and despondent, powerless to sustain himself. This has happened also to earlier prophets, for example, with Moses' burden of leadership. The story of Elijah's flight to Mount Horeb contains some of the clearest parallels to Moses. For example, Elijah encountered God first in the burning bush and later during the establishment of the Sinai covenant. Both the prophets spent 40 days and 40 nights in the Sinai wilderness. Coming to today's passage, Elijah sits under a broom tree, which he is exhausted, that he thinks that the best thing for him to die. Hence, he prays to God that he may take his life. It is not that Elijah is going to kill himself, for that it is totally against the faith that he professed in God. Human beings are not allowed to take their life because it belongs to God. Life is a gift from God. So, what is truly encouraging the fact that God does not abandon Elijah? God sent his angel to provide food and encourage the Elijah. The angel encouraged Elijah not once but twice to take the food and eat. On the strength of the divinely provided food, Elijah is able to walk 40 days and 40 nights to the Mount Horeb, where he personally encountered God. Yes, my dear friends, in the Bread of Life discourse in the Gospel, Jesus speaks about spiritual nourishment. As a human being, we need nourishment for the food, for the body and soul. Jesus able to provide this. In the multiplication of loaves, we see how Jesus multiplies 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed 5,000 people. As for the spiritual food, Jesus offered himself as his own body to eat. That is why Jesus says, "I am the bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my life, my flesh." Yes, my dear friends, these words Jesus actualized in the Holy Eucharist that we celebrate every day on the altar. The Eucharist is the best prayer and offering that we can offer to God in honor of Jesus. The partaking of the body and blood of Jesus is the main element in the Eucharist that we celebrate every day. This is the offering that nourishes our spiritual life. Today, the liturgy of the word encourages to put our trust in God, Jesus is the Son of God who has come down from heaven. Jesus knew the Father, and the Father takes care of him. Jesus will raise us when we die, and he will give us the eternal life. Believing in Jesus and walking according to his way shown by him is our success in our life. Yes, my dear friends, may the Trinity help us in achieving this goal. Let us receive worthily this bread from heaven, and let us also tell others about this bread of life. So, my dear friends, let us approach this Eucharist with firm conviction and faith that this heavenly bread will always save us from our sinfulness and give us the life and life in abundance. Amen.